AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy. My name is Mark Walton and the champion jockey is joining me to look ahead to today's action at Aintree. It's Old Roan Chase Day there, and there's also some good racing at Chepstow where AP's back in action. How are you, AP?
Good, thanks, Mark. Looking forward to the racing again.
Yeah, must be good to be on the way back to the races.
Yeah, you obviously kind of fallen most of a few weeks ago and I've been pretty sore since, so I'm kind of hoping that that'll be the last of it now for a while, hopefully.
Okay, feeling good today though? All okay this morning?
All good, yeah, all good. We're looking forward to it, so hopefully it'll be a good day.
Okay, glad to hear it. We'll start with a quick look at your two rides at Chepstow AP. Starting in the 335, which is the Persian War Novices Hurdle, a grade 2 over 2.5 miles, and you ride Sunder Belay there, who's been well backed this morning, 9-4 into 6-4, made a winning UK debut for Nicky Henderson when winning over 2 miles, 3 furlongs at Newton Abbot, and did it on the bridle with plenty in hand by the looks of things. He looks exciting, so what do you make of him today?
Yeah, it wasn't much of a race that he won at Newton Abbot, but he did win well. This is a step up in class, obviously, for a 4-year-old. He's got to give away a little bit of weight to some older horses in the race. But I say his win at Newton Abbot was pretty good. This is obviously a step up in class. The likes of Vicente, who won at Cheltenham last week, was pretty impressive, and is only really £2 less than him theoretically. So there's not much between a few of them in the race on the ratings, but hopefully he's up to winning.
Okay, Sunder Belay there then. In the 335, you're also in action in the 410, which is the Silver Trophy Handicap Hurdle. That's a grade 3 over 2.5 miles, and Regal Encore is your ride there, AP. 11-4 market leader at the moment, runner-up in the Champion Bumper a couple of years ago. Hasn't quite lived up to that over hurdles, though, AP. So what do you make of him this afternoon?
Yeah, he's been a disappointing horse, to be honest. He's got beaten. I think he's been favourite his last sort of 3 or 4 runs of the hurdles and got beaten. He has been disappointing for whatever reason, so he needs to perform a lot better than he has been doing. He's got a chance, there's no doubt, but we're taking it on trust that he's going to perform better than he has. And a few of them obviously in here that have been in good form, obviously Bundona has won well at Chepstow the last time, but is £12 higher than when he won last time. Shelford, the horse of Dan Skelton's, is definitely a horse that's improving and won well last time at Chepstow as well. So he's definitely not without a chance. And Boulon Rouge of David Pipes was a pretty smart horse last year, finished off when third at Cheltenham behind Garde Victoire. It was probably a little bit disappointing, but had some decent form, having won at Sedgefield and Wincanton a couple of times. So he's not without a chance. So yeah, and obviously Shamrock Boy won this race last year, and he's down the bottom and he's not without a squeak either, but hopefully Regal Encore's up to win it.
Okay, that's AP's rides at Chepstow then. Good luck with those, AP. And we'll move on to the action at Aintree today. Old Roan Chase Day there. And the first race on their card is the 2 o'clock. We start with a Class 2 handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong for horses rated 0 to 150. Garde Victoire heads the betting this morning at 7 to 2. It's 4 to 1 for Cat Gary. Red Merlin is 7s. It's 7 to 1 also for Wadswick Court. Broughton is another one at 7 to 1. 8s for Cool McCavity, and then 10 to 1 are bigger prices for the others. Garde Victoire came up short at the very top level in novice events last season, AP, but ended the season in good form. It's still open to improve him. The yard have started pretty well as well. Do you see him as the likely one to beat here?
Yeah, he's definitely, as you said, he finished off the season in good form. Won a couple of the novice hurdles at Taunton and at Cheltenham. At the back end of the season, he's definitely probably the one to beat of the others. Obviously, Gary of Paul Nicholas, he was second at Cheltenham, the Fred Winters, another one of today's runners, Hawk High. He's got a squeak. Red Merlin's a very consistent horse, very tough, genuine horse. He's definitely got a chance to. I think you'd probably go with Garde Victoire and the hope that he's the one that's open to the most improvement, even though he's got top weight.
And the one that might be there to give most to do is Red Merlin, but I think it's between the top two, but I'll just go for Gardner Victoire.
Okay, Gardner Victoire then. In the 2 o'clock, the 2:30 is the second race at Aintree this afternoon, and this is a handicap hurdle of 2 miles and 4 furlongs. It's a Class 3 event for 3-year-olds and older, rated 0 to 140, and the betting is headed by Spirit of Shankly, who's 11 to 4 this morning and been nibbled from 100 to 30. Roberto Pegasus, 3 to 1. It's 7s for Livius, that's been back from 9s. Get Home Now going the other way, 5s out to 7s. 10s into 8s for Kingsmere. Gold Chain is 10 to 1, and 11 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an active betting market this morning, AP, but nothing really standing out. So what are your thoughts on the 2:30?
Yeah, I can see why there's not much standing out. You know, Spirit of Shankly, you know, is not a bad horse, but he, you know, he's only 6, I suppose, so he is open to a little bit of improvement, but was well beaten when he was last seen at Aintree back in April, and before that had I thought was a little bit disappointing. So but Charlie Long's and his horses are in good form, and they do run well fresh at this time of the year, so I can see why Spirit of Shankly has been nibbled at. Of the others, I suppose Roberto Pegasus of Alan King's won at Worcester on his last run could be open to improvement as well. He's not without a chance, and the other one I liked was Kingsmere of Henry Daly's, won a handicap hurdle at Cheltenham back in April. A little bit higher, obviously, in the weight since then. He's £10 higher. I could see him run a good race. If I was picking one, I'd probably just go for Kingsmere.
Okay, Kingsmere then. The selection in the 2:30. The 3 o'clock is the third race on the card, and the big race at Aintree this afternoon. It's the Monier's Garden Old Roan Chase, which is a grade 2 over 2.5 miles. And Uzixandra heads the betting this morning and has been backed from 4s into 3 to 1. 11 to 2 for Module, 13 to 2 for Rajdhani Express and Conquista, who was last year's winner. 7 to 1 for Rolling Aces, 12 to 1 for Wishful Thinking, and 14s or bigger prices the rest. There's a couple in here, AP, that you'll know plenty about. You won the race on Conquista last year. Uzixandra being owned by JP McManus. It's quite a tricky race to work out, really. What are your thoughts in the Old Roan Chase?
Yeah, Uzixandra finished off the season in the Grade 1 at the Aintree Festival and having been second to Tarquin in the Sioux at Cheltenham before that. That's very solid form, and I can see why he's favoured. He's definitely got a good chance. He's probably one of the more unexposed horses in the race, if you like. Of the others, I thought Rolling Aces obviously had some good form. He was second in the Mile Maid Chase at entry behind Boston Bob. That's good solid form. He's definitely got a chance, having won in his first run last year at Down Royal, so he's a decent horse fresh. And of the other ones, obviously Connie Cristo won last year. He's actually, I think, £4 lower than when he won last year, so he's relatively well handicapped. I of the two I would like, I would think it's Uxiandra and Rolling Aces. Obviously I hope Uxiandra wins for the boss, really.
Okay, Uzixandra then in the 3 o'clock. The 3:40 is race 4 on the card at Aintree. This is a veterans handicap chase, a Class 2 event over 3 miles and 1 furlong for 10 year olds and older, rated 0 to 150. And Burton Port heads the betting at 5 to 2. It's 11 to 4 for Life for It, Pigeon Island 7 to 2, 5 to 1 for Here Big Spender, and 6 to 1 for McMurra. Some old favourites in here, AP. And Burton Port is a horse you finished runner up on a couple of occasions last year. He seemed to get back to somewhere near his best form, so if he reproduces that, would he win this?
Yeah, Burton Port obviously has a good chance. He was second in the good staying chase at Sandown at the end of the season. He's on a bit in the years, but this is a veteran's chase, so they're all getting on a bit in the years. Hey Big Spender's been a pretty solid horse through the years as well. La Forest is a decent, probably the lightest race of the runners today. And Pigeon Island, not without a chance. I thought Burton Port's form improved later on in last season for whatever reason, and I'd be worried he might do the same again, that he could improve for the run at his age. So I might take a chance on one of the ones down the bottom, Pigeon Island. Classy enough little horse today, and he's got a young lad on him claiming 10 of him, so he might be able to coach him into run well. So I'd take a chance on the outsider, Pigeon Island.
Okay, taking a chance on Pigeon Island in the Veterans Chase. The 4:15 is the next race on the card, and this is a Class 3 Conditional Jockeys Handicap Hurdle for 4-year-olds and older, rated 0 to 125. And the betting is headed by Kill Finishing Bay, who's 5-2, 6-1 for Parish Business. Tarvini is 9-1, 12-1 for the Road Ahead. Solway Sam is also 12s, and then 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. Only three of them in single figure odds, AP. It just shows how open the race is. But Kill Finishing Bay, much shorter better than the rest and has been on a bit of a roll since joining Charlie Longsdon. Do you see him having a chance of getting the five-timer up here?
Yeah, he has a chance. He won well last time at Sutter. He hit pound higher again than when he won last time at Sutter. He started off when he knocked Mark of 8. He's 114 now, so he's crawling up the weight. So I'd be slightly concerned that it's going to come to an end at some point in the near future. One that I thought was open to improvement was Parish Business of Emma Leveld. Won well off last time at Chepstow, and I'm sure he'd probably come on for the run too. So I thought Parish Business definitely wasn't without a chance. And as you said, it's an open race. You only got to look at the betting to see that Tarvini, he's not a horse that wins a lot, but he's won it the last twice, and Jack Savage has got a good tune out of him. I'm going to take a chance on Parish Business. I think it's a very open race. To say it's hard to give any of the others a chance at bigger prices, but Parish Business is the one for me.
Okay, Parish Business there then in the 4.15. The 4.50 is the penultimate race at Aintree, and this is a Class 3 novices chase over 2.5 miles. Times Remembered is the 2-1 favourite at the time of recording this. Horizontal Speed is 7-2, Golden Hoof 5-1, 11-2 for Sergeant Matty, 8 for Wakanda, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Times Remembered heading the betting AP, best of these over hurdles probably, and it goes over the fences for the first time. They are in pretty good nick as well, so were the favourite Times Remembered for you?
Yeah, he was a decent hurdler. He was second to Captain Cutter in the Challenge Hurdle at Newbury. That's a grade one. Finished off the season sixth at Cheltenham, a competitive handicap hurdle there. Yeah, he probably is the one. He's rated £3 higher than Horizontal Speed over hurdles, so there's not much between them. It's a tough race. It's a tough race. I would just go for Horizontal Speed of the two of them. I think the others have got to improve a good bit, the likes of Golden Hoof and Sir Mangan. I think they've got a bit to improve. And Sergeant Matty wasn't too bad, to be fair. He won well enough at Utoxeter, but he's got a penalty for winning. So I'm just going to go for Horizontal Speed of Philip Hobbs. I think he's the most likely winner today.
Okay, Horizontal Speed then. In that race, in the final race this afternoon is the 5.25. We'll finish with the Class 4 main hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And the betting is headed by Days of Heaven, who's even money. 7-1 for Hunter's Hoof. Jack's Last Hope is 15-2. 8-1 for Apollo 11. Harlson Times is 10-1 into 8-1 this morning. 9s for Handsome Horace. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Days of Heaven heading the betting AP was beating odds on his debut in a bumper. A similar story here for his hurdling debut. Is a short price, and there are others in here with chances. So how do you see the 5.25?
Yeah, you're probably betting a little bit on trust, really. Obviously, he's been trained by Nicky Henderson, and that's probably why he's the price he is. He was disappointing, as you said, in his run at Taunton, getting beat there. As you said, there will be others, the likes of Jack's Last Hope, obviously won his bumpers as well. He's definitely not a bad horse, and there's a few horses that obviously come off the flat as well that weren't too bad. The likes of Hearthstone Times, as you said, I think was rated 99 the flat, but he's a 7-year-old going jumping, so that's probably against him a little bit. Like a Diamond was another one that was rated okay on the flat. You'd probably have to go with the Nicky Henderson runner. Days of Heaven, I could see, you'd be hoping as a 4-year-old he might have improved for the summer off, and I'm sure he'll be better coming back this time not round. So yeah, not very imaginative, but I think I'd probably have to go for Days of Heaven.
Okay, Days of Heaven to take the lucky last then. Thank you very much, AP. Good luck with those picks, good luck with your rides as well this afternoon, and
thank you.
Look forward to speaking to you next time.
Thank you. Cheers, man.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.